It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
All right, we'll get to Navi's Fish Bites coming up here in just a minute. But as we mentioned to start the show this morning, there's an event we always like to support coming up next week. It's hard to believe it's their 10th year of doing it. But it always turns out to be much more fun than it sounds like. It's the Fish for Garbage Provo River Cleanup. And Jason Dyer joins me right now. You're actually getting ready for the big event next week already, aren't you?
Yeah, we've been all this month. We've been gathering, obviously the operations side of things, getting everything from reflective vests to garbage bags and get it all ready to do the thing next week. We're real excited because, kind of our 10th annual. We didn't realize we'd make it this far and expand this much.
Yeah, you've been at this since the very beginning, haven't you?
Yeah. Myself, Jared Winkler, and we had two other people that originally started it, and it's just grown. It's been great, and it's been very organic, so it's not forced. And, yeah, everybody really enjoys it, no matter what waterway we end up on cleaning up garbage.
What prompted this?
I mean, we love our rivers, even Stillwater, we love all that. And it's just we figured out a way to give back because, we love it and love it and love it. And it gets loved to death and we want to have it for the next generation. So keep it clean, keep it flowing free of, I guess non-endemic debris.
Yeah.
So, everything from beds, which we've seen in there, to safes, to, the basics of flip-flops and, soda cans. So we're trying to just make sure they stay clean and, we don't get these amazing water sources taken away from us.
I thought it always took place at the Provo, but you bounce this around from time to time?
Oh, yeah. We actually have 5 stops every year. So the first one's the Provo. That's where we started. But then we're also doing stuff. Oh, we're doing one on Jordan River. We're doing one up. We do one up on the Weaver at the end of the summer. We also have Strawberry. And for the life of me, I'm forgetting our fifth one. So I apologize.
Well, there's got to be a website people can follow you, though, isn't there?
Yep. You can get all your details on fishforgarbage.org. Or, we always post on social media. So, best way is Instagram at fishforgarbage. And we're constantly putting out content and updating everything so everybody can stay up to date. Dates, times, participation. Our big thing this year is we're trying to hit our 100,000 pound mark.
Oh, wow.
We're going to get close, and we're really trying to hit it this year. I mean, just for example, the Provo last year, those big yard-long construction dumpsters?
Yeah.
We overfilled 2 of them last year, which
wow.
is cool for us.
But sad.
But kind of sad at the same time that we're taking that much trash off the Provo River.
Yeah. When you see this, fishing for garbage, you would think, well, this is just crap that's been left behind by people that are recreating along the river. That's probably the bulk of it.
Yep.
But did I hear you say you found a safe? People are leaving weird stuff, or maybe they're just not thinking.
We found the weirdest stuff, Tim. Like, we found old canoes, beds, like mattresses. Maybe they're flying off people's cars as they're driving up the Provo. But, yeah, we've seen stuff like, I'm not talking like a small safe. I'm talking like, 30-inch tall, 18-inch deep safe that took a couple people to take out of the water. Every year we get amazed by stuff. And the biggest thing is, people love the tube. They're outdoor enthusiasts. We absolutely love to have them on the river, but they lose flip-flops all the time. And we get, we'll get 100 easily every year, if not, more pulled off that river.
Yeah.
It's crazy how many of those you see. You figure you'd win the battle, but it's more just sustaining.
Well, Navi mentioned that he found really a nice expensive pump when he was up there fishing one of the last times.
Yep.
And that stuff I understand. If it fell off the boat accidentally, or a flip-flop comes off, I see that. But it's all the other junk that in some cases maybe some ding-dong just doesn't want to pay to go to the dump and put a mattress away, so they dump it out there. It just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, it's sad. People, obviously, people have time and everything like that, but don't ruin your recreation sources by just being kind of lazy.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to be cleaning up the stretch from Timpanogos Park all the way down?
Yeah, and no, you can go up. You know, we give people like kind of an area. We're going to build out a map this year, and we'll have it available. We're even going to put a QR code so you can kind of download it onto your phone just to give you areas like where you can go in, because people go up to where the zip lines are, all, you know, up past the dam. Some people even go into the middle Provo. But, you know, we try to keep it basically from the dam, below Deer Creek, basically all the way down into town. So wherever everybody feels comfortable, and, you know, obviously it gets warm, runoff gets a little more aggressive. We want people to be safe, or wherever they feel comfortable and safe to take garbage off. They don't need to go into the river. There's plenty of stuff on the side of the river that you can grab.
Yeah. You're staging. You always stage in a particular spot, though, don't you?
Yes, yes. We're doing it. We're doing it at Timpanogos Park. This will be, I think, our third year or second year doing it at Timpanogos Park, which is great because we have bathrooms right there, plenty of parking. It's a good, safe area for people to, you know, kind of get information from us and to put the dumpsters and take it off and put everything in the dumpsters there, and it's not crowding anything.
Yeah. You'd like to think that people would come out just because it's a great cause, but you do have some incentives to get some volunteers out there too.
Yeah, we had to hang the carrot out, Tim. There's no doubt about it. When we first started, we're like, all right, people like cleaning up trash. It's good, but it's good to incentivize them. So, you know, we get sponsorships from DWR, local fly shops, you know, Fish Tech, Fly Fish Food, you know, Sportsman's Warehouse. They all donate everything. You know, apparel manufacturers, fly rod manufacturers. You know, we've had a couple grill companies donate year after year. So every time you bring a bag of trash back to us, you get a raffle ticket for every bag of trash. And then at the end of the day, when we're done, we raffle stuff off and people can win some cool prizes. And it's that's the icing on the cake. The real reason is to get the trash off of it. But why not? We give people, we cook food for everyone, and you get a chance to win a cool prize.
Yeah. I was wondering when you were going to get around to the food part of this.
There's
a barbecue, isn't there?
Yeah. We do a barbecue every year. You know, we do it from basically like 12 to 1:30. And then we do the award ceremonies like pretty much 1:30 right at the end. And yeah, we bring a gang load of food and try to feed everybody. We've never really shortchanged everybody because we get several hundred people there. And, you know, we do a really good job. It's all volunteer based. So there you got people just donating their time to make you a nice hamburger or a hot dog, you know. Yeah,
it's a fantastic effort that, again, has been going for a decade now, which is amazing. So, again, the Provo River Cleanup will start at 9 in the morning, go till noon. There's a free barbecue, lunch provided by all the volunteers, or for all the volunteers, from 12 until 1:30, and that's when you'll have your raffle.
That is correct, sir.
All right. You said you're actually going to – I know – while you're going out a week early, not just to stage the thing, you're going to do some fishing, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, we're totally going to do some fishing. Right after I get done with you, I'm going to go sling some flies today, so it's going to be good.
Well, get out there and do it, but congratulations on this thing going now for a full decade. And, you know, make sure you tell everybody thank you on our part. Hopefully this will get you some more volunteers.
Yeah, we appreciate all your guys' support. Remember, checkfishforgarbage.org.
Next week, don't miss it. We'll take another break. Navinovskis is biting at the bit to get to his fish bites here this morning, so we'll look forward to sharing that with you next. And then hour number two of this week's KSL Outdoors radio program. Stay with us. More coming up in just a minute.